This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's August 4th, and it was on this date in 1753 that the multi-talented George Washington, yes, that George Washington, added another notch on his belt when he became a Master Mason, the highest possible rank of Freemasonry. Only 21 years old at the time, it came while he was awaiting his first military commission, one in which he would serve as a major in the Virginia Colonial Militia. For Washington, it marked a personal accomplishment and a rite of passage known as an expression of civil responsibility. Since then, Freemasonry has continued to be a vital part of U.S. politics, with a little over 15 presidents becoming Masons, most recently Gerald Ford. And it was on this day in 1909 that Major League Baseball umpire Tom Hurst instigated a riot when he spit in the face of the A's second baseman, Eddie Collins. Known as a tough and demanding umpire, he had a tendency to challenge players to fistfights under the bleachers if they dared disagree with him on any calls. Once, during a game between the Pirates and the Reds, when a fan hurled an empty beer bottle his way, he returned the favor, fired it into the crowd, hitting a firefighter in the face and causing a massive gash under his eye. When his temper blew on this day, it was after calling Collins out looking to advance to second base on a fly ball. What he didn't realize was that White Sox second baseman Jake Atz had dropped the ball. Chaos ensued, leading to Hurst being banished from the game forever. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.